European and US markets, especially US markets, are having a positive run today. Locally, however, the picture is very different. The All Share Index closed the day down 0.33% at 57,483 index points, with all sectors down and gold miners down the most, some 1.4%. With it being a seemingly risk on day in other parts of the world, the gold price has lost some of its sheen. It's now trading around $1,485 an ounce. The local currency has firmed slightly against major currencies, trading at 14.79 against the dollar, 16.34 against the euro, and 18.96 vis-a-vis the pound. Well, to share his observations on the markets today, I'm joined on the line by David Shapiro. He's the deputy chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much, David. So we're hearing that the S&P 500 has yet again hit all-time highs, and I feel like a broken record, but it's pretty much all down to positive talk or murmurs around the trade discussions.
Well, China came out today and said that U.S. had agreed to roll back tariffs if a deal is reached. Roll back means slowly take them off, you know, off the table, which is a very positive sign. So the markets responded to that. They haven't met, you know, the U.S. and China haven't met or haven't given a date when they are going to meet and when this famous first phase deal is going to be signed. But the market seems to be responding. So S&P up, and it went through to global markets as well. So we saw European markets very strong as well.
Yes.
And at the moment, we are in all-time high territory. And of course, even in Europe, you know, it's a multi-year high there as well. We were down for, you know, who can explain these things?
Well, that was going to be my next question. Why are we basically decoupled from everybody else?
I think, look, we've had a pretty good run. But we were led down by as you mentioned, gold. And gold came down because other markets are going up. So there's the move from the safety of gold into equities. Also, interest rates are going up as well, which is never good for holding gold. So we've seen quite a climb in rates, admittedly, on the long end of the market. So I think gold and platinum down, and that put a little bit of a dampener on the resource sector. But if you look broadly, it was retailers are down, led by Fashini, Pick and Pay, ShopRite, and so on, AVI, Truworths. All of those came out with some form of trading statement today. And normally, you know, if you read that, there's no momentum in the market. And I look at comment, and comment is still very cautious. So on the one hand, you've got President Ramaphosa talking at a symposium, talking to people about investment. But the numbers that are coming out at the moment, you know, and we saw that from ArcelorMittal, we saw that from PPC as well, are quite disturbing and really reflect the challenges that businesses are facing within this economy.
One of the results, obviously, the market was anticipating was Dis-Chem, and of course they came out with a worrying trading statement. Did they live up to expectation?
No, you know what happened? I think that was very, very poorly worded when they came out on Friday evening, you know, after the market closed. So I think when you actually go through the numbers, the conditions are much better than they had reflected in that trading statement. Retail sales were up, wholesale sales up pretty well. So you have to go through it in more detail. Admittedly, we knew that there were increased security charges because of the strike action. But there was a bonus smoothing, which I think led to that number. So I think the market has recovered all that we lost last week. You've got to go with it in greater detail. I don't think things are great. You know, they're not marvelous, but they're not as bad as the market responded to on Monday morning.
Yeah. And one last thing, you say, you know, the president is saying one thing to investors, but the numbers don't lie and they're telling us something different about what's happening on the ground. He's come out to say that the investment pledges are up 17% compared to last year. Does that give you some enthusiasm?
The enthusiasm will come when the money flows in and the foundations are dug and the bricks, you know, are laid. I think that's being a cynical businessman, you know, that's when the markets will begin to respond to this. In the meantime, we're having to look at manufacturing data, which is another big disappointment. So as on the ground at the moment, things are tough, and I think that's what the market's still very, very cautious about. So let's see whether it really takes place, you know,
yes.
And that's what we deal in, hard facts. We deal in actual on actual income and expenditure statements and balance sheets and bank accounts and so on.
It is fair enough. Thanks very much, David. We're going to leave it there. That was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.